Hi, welcome everyone to Geeks Are Wired, where we review video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And if you are interested in contacting us, you can either email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com, or you can call us at 801-896-4335, or that's geek. We also have a Patreon page, if you want to join our Patreon page, at, isn't it patreon.com/geeksarewired?
Patreon.com/geeksarewired.
Okay.
Is that all
what Bill
word?
Said?
With a dot in there.
Where's the dot?
Between the Patreon and com.
No, I mean.
And then there's a
slash. Geeks Are Wired one word?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if there were like hyphens or dots or.
Nope.
Cool.
So if you join our Patreon page, though, you'll be able to. What else, Bill?
Well, you can chat with us. So you help support us, but then you can join. You'll join our Discord chat server, and you'll be able to chat with us live. And you can get access to the podcast early before the normal release. Yep. And we are looking into ways of doing a live video recording broadcast option.
Woo!
Yes. And even if you don't want to go support us, please support us. But you can still head over to patreon.com/geekswired, and for the next, we'll leave it on over the weekend. You can go vote for the Great Jedi Debate. So we are. I'm going to turn it off on the 24th. Someday, sometime during the 24th, randomly, it will be shut down. Of September.
At
2018.
How about 12:34 p.m.?
It's whenever I feel like it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Hey. Mm-hmm.
And this time on our podcast, we have.
Actually, it could be 3, 2, 1.
Who do we have?
We have a Ted.
That's me. I'm Ted.
We also have a Bill.
Hey.
Hi, Bill.
We have Anthony.
Hello.
And myself.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
I was going to say, who you are?
Who are you again?
Miss Anna.
Oh.
Sweet. And
she barely ever punches you in the face, so that's nice.
I've never been punched in the face.
Thank you for barely ever punching me in the face, Anna.
Yes.
She never punches me in the face, so I'm good.
Well, I mean, you have
allegedly it was on accident.
You haven't known her as long as I have, so maybe you'll get punched in the face someday, 10 years down the line.
I'm sorry I punched you in the face yesterday, Ted.
Yeah.
Was she angry at you?
No, she was tired.
He deserved it.
I don't know if that makes it better.
Yes. So, Bill.
Hey, Ted.
You remember hearing about the McDonald's customer who put a fake poster on the wall?
Next, I was going to talk about this real quick, and then we'll do that.
All right.
Oh, I hate you.
I know, because this is an event that we're going to be at next week.
Yeah. Snake River Fandom Con. We're going to be there, but Ted's going to be out of town, so it doesn't matter.
He'll Snake River Fandom Sunday. Con.
Probably, if I'm not exhausted.
Starting on technically the 27th, but really the 28th.
Officially the 28th. 27th. If you got your VIP tickets in time, because they're gone.
Are they gone?
They're gone. That was the last email that came out.
Have they finalized the schedule yet? Because I noticed they were still changing it a little bit.
I will not say one way or the other.
All right, good.
I know we're doing our event Sunday.
Oh, yeah, but
recording live, and we're interviewing people.
There. We're doing it live.
Yes.
Because I was trying to fix my calendar, because when I did make the event, I apparently made it go repeating till the end of time.
Hey.
So after every weekend, it was like, hey, look, another Fandom Con.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's there again.
So, Bill, are we interviewing everyone at once, or are they at separate times?
Everyone all the time. No, I don't know. They're going to be at separate times.
Separate times.
It'll be based on the schedule.
We heard that before, too.
Yeah.
We ended up just interviewing everybody all at once, but it was good. It was a good interview.
No, I got the interview.
I mean, you guessed a couple other people, but
I interviewed people.
We did like six people. How many was it? It was
four.
It was
four.
It was. Help me out here, Annie. You're better with names. It was Crit Killen. It was
Crit Killen.
Katrine McGregor.
Yes.
It was
Russ.
Yes.
Adams.
Russ Adams. Yeah, made all of my childhood awesome. Thanks, Russ Adams.
And also,
Crit Killen made all of my. Sorry, it's backwards. Crit Killen was the one that worked on all the movies that enhanced my childhood.
We also had Katrine's assistant, Maddie.
Who's that was super awesome. Yep. Those are the people that were there.
Yep.
And then I know that Bill had his separate interview with the Green Lantern.
Salt Lake Green Lantern. The real Green Lantern doesn't exist.
Blasphemy. Mm-hmm. Inconceivable.
Yeah. I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Well, we had him on later. And then we did a podcast event. Well, I guess I did with a bunch of other fellow podcasters. Other podcast people.
The speed dating thing didn't work out.
Well, not that one. No, I was talking about, we did the, let's see, it was, yeah.
I remember.
There's quite a few Yeah. We had like five podcast groups. It was fun. Yeah, we might be doing something similar again this year.
I'm excited about one of the articles I just brought up.
Ooh.
You already had it posted, but.
Okay, that's awesome, Austin.
Me first.
I'm not gonna. No, fine. I'll
wait. Ted first. The name of the podcast.
I just thought it was cool and funny. So, if you guys didn't hear, there was some guys at a McDonald's in Texas, and they posted something along the lines of, "We noticed that there was a blank spot on the wall at our local McDonald's." So we went ahead and made a poster and put it on the wall. So they put a poster of them. They took a picture of them like eating McDonald's foods and being happy. And then like put the McDonald's logo and, you know, kind of made it match the motif and whatnot. And then they put it on the wall there at McDonald's. And it lasted 51 days until they posted like a picture on it. They tweeted it out. And then people started saying about it. Well, recently people started talking about it, but recently they went on the Ellen show and Ellen told them that McDonald's was looking for more Asian American representation in their marketing and it's going to feature them both in an upcoming ad campaign. So they end up getting like $25,000 each for that. So, you know, if you do weird stuff and put it on the internet, you might get heavily rewarded for it. Just a thought. But I thought it was pretty cool that they like did that, and instead of McDonald's acting all crappy like it, they went kind of the other way, which is what a company should
do. To be fair, it's a pretty good looking poster.
No, it is. They did a really good job with it for sure.
Well, and they're in I think it's video editing with, but also still having to do
right
photo
yeah,
editing
I'm,
all that.
I'm sure, yeah, because it definitely matches. I mean, it looks super professional.
They had McDonald's uniforms and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah. And so they went to Goodwill and they like bought badges and like uniforms and stuff when they hung it up and whatnot. But McDonald's also, they said that they took down the sign because they're doing renovations in that McDonald's. And they're actually going to auction it off with the proceeds going to the Ronald McDonald House charity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some people probably like are into just random internet
memes and popularity.
Memorabilia.
Well,
yeah,
this will be like probably the one only one of its kind, so it could eventually be worth a lot of money.
To a very small niche crowd that were like, hey, remember that one time?
Yeah. But
you know, whatever.
You could have
this is a real life meme.
Virtual internet for reels in your house. And not only like the meme, but the original meme.
Well, yes. You know what I'd like to get my hands on?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who realized that Twitter, the Kentucky Fried Chicken's Twitter, followed 12 Herbs and the Spice Girls. And when he noticed it, they rewarded him with a picture. Yeah. You remember that? They had a painting made of like him riding the Colonel or the Colonel riding him or something. I think he was getting a piggyback ride from the Colonel eating a box of chicken. That was like last year, the year before. It was pretty
I have
fun.
An article posted on November 8th, 2017.
Yes.
Is it the same article?
Yeah, I'd love probably to get my hands on that portrait. So I guess this could go in that same...
Oh, yeah, this portrait.
That same collection. It's
that's
funny.
Cool.
Yeah, he's getting the piggyback ride from
yeah,
the colonel.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And he's got like a piece of chicken in his hand and he's like pointing.
Onward!
Yeah, and KFC made that picture and sent it to him. So that would be... That would fit the, that's a very specific collection of,
yeah,
of internet meme.
And about 20.
Fast food internet meme.
Oh, yeah. In about 20, 30 years, some dude's going to, or chick, it could be a chick, or, you know, non-gender specific, could have the whole collection. And then they'll just be happy. Like, it even has a cool frame on it.
Yeah.
Oh, like, no, not, well, I'm not going to say that's cool, but it's like a fancy looking frame.
Yeah, it's a...
Like, all gold embezzled. You're adding this to the show notes too, right?
Guess I am now.
I think you have to.
I know we talked about this before, so. But that's all good.
All right.
I just think that that's like basically free advertising.
Yeah.
You know, it probably costs maybe a couple hundred dollars, maybe $1,000 to like get someone to paint. Mm-hmm. Like to commission a painting like that, you probably, you know, I have no idea what that costs, but way less than a marketing campaign. And then like you just shipping, right? And then yeah. He gets it and he's going to tweet it out,
mm-hmm.
and news stories are going to pick it up and yeah. boom, you got free advertising.
$1,000 might be lowballing it, but either way, it's still cheap.
Yeah. It depends on who does it. It looked like a decent photograph, mm-hmm. but they may have just taken a painting that already existed and painted the kernel. Yeah.
Or you can always like make those in digital and then print them out on like the weird,
mm-hmm.
looks like it's painted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Well, so, a lot of businesses do.
So it wouldn't, I don't think it would have cost, it costs way less than a marketing campaign. So.
Oh, yeah.
And the same thing with that McDonald's thing. Like it was all over Twitter. Like McDonald's got all this extra advertising, mm-hmm. basically, just because these people did this stupid thing that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So.
Life.
Yeah, I like the way the internet is changing the world.
It can be good. It can be bad.
Yeah,
we hope for the best.
It can be real bad. Mm-hmm. There's so many people giving death threats over stupid things. Just stop it. Someone does something you don't like on the internet, get over it. Ooh, leave them alone.
How about this? The internet does also keep checks and balances going on. Like when Microsoft says that they're going to demand that you use Edge. We talked about this last week.
I'm still mad about this.
Uh-huh. They up what? That they're not doing it anymore?
No, just that they even tried.
They backed off.
I'm also still mad that they still have the thing in there. Is like, oh, you want to change your default browser? Well, why don't you try Edge one final time?
Oh, come on! You can't even on your phone. There's also all that. Like, if you don't do the default one, it might give you bad phone performances.
No, mine doesn't say that.
Mine.
You don't have a real phone.
I have a real phone. This is the last I'm hearing of that.
Well,
please.
Hey, my phone was the number 2 in the world market that was saying that. Yours is number 3, okay? This is the Huawei.
I don't care.
Yours is only an iPhone. Number 3 in the world. Come on. I'm not even the first loser anymore.
What are the phones? Let's hear it, Bill.
What are the phones? What, the top 3?
Yeah.
Top 3, number 1, Samsung.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So number 2 is Huawei. Number 3 is Apple.
Mm-hmm. Even after the FBI said don't buy a Huawei?
Oh, they actually went up. They were number 3 and they went up after that.
Yeah.
And I did say world. I didn't say U.S.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder if people were like, well, if the FBI doesn't want us, there must be something that they have a hard time spying on it or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of disturbing that there's just a whole meme centered around people trying to talk with the FBI agent that's spying on them through their electronic devices.
Yeah.
Because...
Not something.
It might be true.
Anyways, back to the Microsoft thing.
If not the FBI.
So they are officially not releasing that in the next update?
I'm sure there's still going to be the small thing like it is now.
Yeah, no, that's been there for...
As large.
I think that's been there since Windows 10 came out.
Well, there's always been a thing like... Well, not always, but for a long time that, you know, Internet Explorer is not your mm-hmm. default browser, but every browser does that when you open it and it finds out that it's not
the default. That's normal.
So that's not huge, but Windows does, like, Edge has that extra edge because it's got the backing of the OS.
Yeah,
so
it's like, hey, I noticed you were trying to use another browser, let's talk.
Hey buddy
I don't know what you're doing.
I am now curious to know if Edge is available in Linux.
Oh, in Linux? Ooh, I don't know about Linux. I know it's available on Android and iOS. It's not,
because if you want to do...
Is Edge browser available for Linux computers?
Yes.
You just said it's not.
I told you it's not because if you wanted, at least like a year and a half ago, if you wanted to do...
A year and a half? Come on. That's like
let me finish. At least a year and a half ago, if you wanted to do Selenium testing in Edge, you had to use a Windows computer. Specifically Windows 10.
Or Wine or some emulator.
No, I don't even think... Well, at the time, Wine wouldn't work at all. It might work now.
It does now.
Well, I'll click on it.
Well, that's also that's from 2016 though. That's a terrible article.
Well, that's no. Well, that's
okay. Fine. We'll see.
And then, is there an accepted answer?
Yes, you can try with Wine and oh, we all think
they are also they're first install VirtualBox. That's not Wine. Wine is basically a Windows emulator for Linux. By the way, for the people who don't know, yeah. Linux is also another variant of operating system.
It's another option for operating systems.
Yeah, another option. So instead of your Windows and your Macs, you have a million flavors of Linux.
Windows' official response is, no, stop asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out Edge is only available on operating systems like Windows 10.
Yeah.
It's not even Edge is not even available in Windows 7 for those who never upgraded.
Or Windows 8. Or Windows 8.1.
Yep.
Just 10. Which is normal. Well... Not normal.
But. And, you know, at least Microsoft, you know, calls theirs, shows the numbers 10, unlike Apple that's, you know, X.
Hey, X stands for 10 if you're doing Roman numerals.
Yeah, the Romans are gone. We're...
They also got away from that.
I think there are still Romans. I mean, there is a city called Rome.
But it's Roman? In Italy.
Oh.
Yeah.
But so...
Romans are people from Rome.
Because they're from the city.
Yes, just like we're Pocatellans.
Speak for yourself.
Whatever.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I'm a Samaritan.
No.
I am too. No. I'm from Samaria.
No, no.
I am.
You're a Maladian.
No, I hail from Samaria.
A Maladenite.
I hail from Samaria.
Hey, I'm a Chewbaccan. There you go. Deal with it.
You're not from Chewbacca.
Chewbaccia?
Yep.
You're a Chewbaccan?
I'm sticking with Chewbaccan.
Chewbaccaite.
Makes more sense that way.
Chewbaccaite. Chewbaccian.
All right.
I'll accept Chewbaccian.
Chewbaccian. Okay, how about Fortnite?
Oh, hey.
Did you find it? Yeah, I told you.
It's on iOS.
It said it was on iOS.
Oh, did it?
So it's on Windows 10 and iOS. And
is it on Android?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's on so is too. Bing.
Yeah, no.
You want to change your search?
No.
No. Well, I got the Bing app because that's where you get the good porn.
Ooh. Or points.
Or points.
Yeah, I don't care about
the
points.
Starts with a P also.
So, you're saying Fortnite, and I saw that they're bundling with the...
No. Oh, we're going to get into that. We'll lead into that. No. Yeah. We're going to work our way.
Are we going to work our way
let
there?
Me talk about this.
We're working our way into this.
It
we're
has been
with this.
Cited in more than 200 divorce proceedings. Fortnite the game. Like, they had divorces over it.
Well, people have divorces over video game addiction.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. This is just the next craze because there was issues with World of Warcraft, issues with Minecraft.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I wonder how many like divorces have the word Minecraft in it or
I think World there's probably Warcraft. More with WoW person.
I wonder how they actually cite that.
Divorces are public data, aren't they?
I don't know.
Maybe they're not.
But do they actually civil? Specify okay. It depends if it's on the not state. A game?
So then here's that's the information. True. So... Specifically, the honor comes from a report that stated more than 200 divorce proceedings have cited the game in their complaints, and that's just in the UK in 2018.
Admittedly, though, this is a press release from the online divorce service Divorce Online.
Yes.
So... Which
they want the shiny, oh, look, you know, because they deal in divorces, and they're like, well, come to us to deal with your divorce. We're shiny and cool and all that.
And we've dealt with Fortnite.
Yep. But that's still representing something like 5% of British divorces just last year.
Jeez. Congratulations are in order to Epic Games and to every couple who worked hard to make this achievement possible.
Yes.
Nice.
So, that happened.
Yeah, that's exciting. Sorry, I was distracted a little bit. I apologize.
That's right.
I should pay attention to the podcast.
The show
does. When I'm podcasting. But...
I want fried chicken
something,
now, dang
something
it.
Was distracting me. Now I kind of do too, now that you said that.
Here you go. There's more reinforcement.
All right. So Nintendo is offering an exclusive Fortnite bundle with a Switch.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
I got a Switch too late or too early. I don't really want to play Fortnite.
Well, and I evolved my freaking Magikarp too early because I still haven't got enough Magikarp to evolve that turd.
Same here. I'm actually walking my Eevee currently.
I'm so angry. Because
you have to walk that for the next challenges. You have to walk 10K. You have to walk two of them to 10K, mm-hmm. which isn't that. Yeah, because you walk the one, and then you evolve it in the daytime to get the one variant, and then you walk the other, and you evolve it in the nighttime to get the other variant.
Oh, is that the next level? The nighttime?
Just yeah. change their names.
Well, no, you have to do that to get the... to actually get, like, a part of the quest, though. You have to walk them and then evolve them that way.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure. You at least have to walk them. Yeah. But no, in order to get them for the first time, I don't think you can change their names. I think you actually have to evolve them the normal way first.
Oh, that's not true. I have one of each, and I just changed their names.
That was back in the old day.
Sakura and whatever. Maybe they changed it now, but yeah.
I don't think so. They might have, though. I think you do have to actually do that, though, to get that quest. Anyways, we're way off topic.
Yeah. Nintendo just kind of got it.
We're on Pokemon and Nintendo. I'm excited for the Pokemon Go Eevee and Pokemon Go Pikachu games.
Ah, yes.
All right, that's enough of that for me.
I'm excited, too. All right, so this Fortnite version, those comes out. The bundle includes special in-game items and 1,000 virtual bucks.
How much does that buy you?
I don't know. I don't.
Has anybody played Fortnite here?
I did.
I have not.
Oh, you just don't know what it is.
5 minutes.
Ooh.
Okay, no, I actually got one match knocked out.
I see a lot of videos for Fortnite on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I might as well have played it. I've thought about playing it a couple times.
Is it riveting?
Whatever. Yeah. The problem is it's a shooter game, but it's a third-person shooter game.
You can switch it.
Which kind of irritates me. Well, it's a builder, too, so that's why they have a third-person.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense, but I have a hard time aiming in a third-person shooter game, so that's why I haven't really picked it up. I mean, I do Overwatch, which sometimes is third-person, but...
Just
when you have
a
shield out.
And, yeah.
Like, there's a couple other times, I think, but...
I forgot about that.
Yeah. But that's okay, because you're not actually shooting usually when you're third-person.
I guess I've played a lot of, like, Elder Scrolls, and that's how... Archer.
Yeah, you got to be third person if you're going to melee or if you're going to build stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like Archer. Melee? Yeah.
I haven't heard it pronounced that way before.
Sorry.
It's melee, isn't it?
It's hard to say. I've only ever seen it read and I don't know the actual wording of it. I used to call it melee.
I think I've heard it pronounced that way too.
Yeah.
Anyways. How do you pronounce melee?
Malay.
I do also have it on the UK pronunciation.
I prefer UK so that could be my better.
There you go.
That sounds like Ted's version.
Hey, ask it on your phone, please.
What do you think mine is set up for?
What is it set up for?
I think it's still set up on British or on UK right now.
What's on yours?
You guys are dorks.
Actually,
hey, the British accent is amazing.
It could be Australian.
All right.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I prefer it to the American one.
Let's do this. Okay, Google. Okay, Google. How do I pronounce melee?
Press play on the video. Ooh, we should ask Cortana. Melee.
Yeah.
Melee.
No, melee. It says melee.
That was a YouTube video. Who knows what they say?
But what? Who was the YouTube? Was it like the British Dictionary?
I already closed it.
We could ask Cortana.
Okay, go ask Cortana.
How do you pronounce melee? Give me the same.
I think that's the same video that Ted just played.
Melee.
It says melee.
Yeah, melee.
That was a pretty British version.
Let's see the definition. I don't even know where it's pulling this from. English Stack Exchange. All right, so that was fun.
Yeah.
Now we just Googled words.
Mm-hmm. And I got your phone to talk to you, too. You're welcome.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
you said keywords.
Mm-hmm.
So you're also, gonna get rid of those. This will release on October 5th.
Who knows if Bill will actually get rid of them or not?
He usually does. Depends. He's just going to put a weird Madam A.
Have you ever listened to the podcast?
Mr. G or...
Yeah, have you guys listened to the podcast?
Because I don't listen to the podcast.
I listen to the first 5 seconds usually when I accidentally click on it. I don't want to hear myself talk.
Yeah, it's pretty weird hearing yourself talk.
It's like listening to the answering machine.
So the thing is, and this is
so those V-Bucks equals about $10.
Clickbait
Oh, okay.
stuff. So I tend to not click it. But I've seen probably 4 or 5 different headlines over the course of the last 2 weeks with the same, a similar headline from different news sources and whatnot. I've never read it because it just hasn't really interested me and seemed pretty clickbaity, but it said something along the lines of, is Fortnite going away? Are they shutting their doors? So I don't know if there's a rumor out there or what, but it seems like that would be a weird move for them to do right after launching a Fortnite.
It was because they got Switch. Like, I think there was a countersuing between Fortnite and what was the other one?
Oh,
PUBG. Yeah, there was like countersuing going on between.
No. PUBG was suing Fortnite because they were saying that, oh, you copied our layout. I'm like, no. If they're a first person shooter or a third person shooter with Minecraft built in. Come on.
Yeah.
They're trying to go like, oh, we're the first of this type. No, you're not. You are a shooter game.
You're Minecraft with a faster bow.
Yeah. Wait, no. You're Halo with building skills. Or you're Call of Duty with building skills.
Yeah. But the thing is that the courts, those people aren't necessarily tech savvy or even video game savvy.
No.
So.
No, that means it's easier to say that. Go like, look, we're a first person shooter. We can just build. And they're going to be like, yeah, you're right. So
and then they can appeal
it. Means PUBG actually has always had a better chance to lose that lawsuit.
What I'm saying is they could make a, like, based on how they frame it, they could make a distinction and say, first person shooter, what's that? These people don't know what that means. So they, you know, they frame it their own way is what I'm trying to get at. But
I see.
Whatever. Whatever.
This article is saying they released on Android. They didn't think they have yet.
No, they have. They're like, I saw it on Android like a year ago.
No, it's not on Android. I can absolutely guarantee that because I'm waiting for them to be invited. Maybe
it was on iPhone. I saw it on mobile.
On iOS, it's been on iOS actually 6 months-ish, I'd say. Android, I'm currently in the beta waiting.
Oh, my bad. I saw it was on mobile and assumed it was an Android, but that was my aunt's phone, my uncle's phone. Yeah, I guess that would have been my uncle's
phone. Who's got a real phone now, huh? Huh?
Well,
I'm not going to install Fortnite, so I don't care.
Not them.
Oh, don't worry.
It is kind of ironic that you can get a game on Apple before you can get a game on Android.
That actually used to be the case, too, actually, a long time ago.
So I decided to get...
When Android first came out.
There's been plenty of Fortnite ripoff games, and I could probably turn that down.
Yeah.
And see? There's a new one. Creative Destruction.
Oh, they should.
One that's the same, basically.
It's the same. It's a builder. There was a different one that I saw that I played for a little bit. They were in beta and they shut it down. On most games, they think they're having.
I said this does look kind of fun. I might actually maybe play it.
Fortnite,
yeah. Because the builder aspect, it would be kind of fun. Like I've seen some crazy videos of people building in that game.
Yeah, but like I don't know the whole just kill or be killed, like the death match, and where you, like as soon as you die, you're done.
That's, oh, when you're dead, you're dead, basically?
Yeah, that sort of thing is kind of frustrating if you're a noob.
I can see that. But that's why you also, like, you jump out
and jump into join to the next one.
Yeah, just jump into the next game.
But it just matters how much you're willing to, you know, die before you finally get it. You know what I mean?
All right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
And because we have James from Captain Bangles talking this week.
Oh.
Yes. And he's talking about some of the upcoming comics.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to visit Captain Bangles, they're located at 348 North 3rd Avenue in Pocatello, Idaho.
If you live near here, if you don't,
you could
I'm
come
sorry.
Swing by.
If they well, some of them can. We have at least one listener who can't.
Yeah.
at least one.
Fly. There's an airport here.
That'd be an expensive comic book trip. I don't know.
But yeah.
Yeah. And you said the name was James?
James is the person.
James? Is there a Jesse?
No, there's a Bob.
Dang it. All right, well, say hello to James.
Yes. If you swing by, say hi. Tell him Geeks or Wires. Wired.
Geeks or Wires.
Sends their regards.
Tell him Large Marge sent ya.
With that, we'll be right back.
One main thing to look out for is Heroes in Crisis number one from DC. There's going to be some big stuff happening. You know, how does a hero handle PTSD? There's going to be trauma. There's going to be people dying. They're not telling us who yet, but we have a general idea, but I'm not telling. Another one to look out for is Justice League Odyssey number one. For some reason, they have a Justice League team of Cyborg, Starfire, Jessica Cruz, who's a Green Lantern, Azrael from, you know, the 90s Batman metal armor, and Darkseid. That's going to be actually pretty interesting and fun. One sleeper title that's been coming out for, that's on its 10th issue, that you should be reading, is Marvel 2-in-1. Fantastic Four has been coming back, and Chip Zdarsky has been a master of writing the thing in the Human Torch. It's been fun, it's been entertaining, and it's been having great artwork as well. Infinity Wars is continuing with spin-offs. Iron Hammer number 1 starts off that week, where Iron Man and Thor are mixed together in an amalgam of a character. Should be quite interesting, but my pick of the week would be Batman the Max from IDW. It's a DC IDW crossover written by Stan Keith, who created the Max back in the 90s. I highly, highly, highly recommend this for the artwork alone, because Stan Keith is a master and actually did the first story arc of Sandman back in the 80s. So if you want to be entertained, have some nice 90s nostalgia, enjoy yourself, and read this book.
And we're back.
Hi, everyone. That was a riveting commercial, wasn't it?
No.
No?
Not commercial. Just or comic books.
Comic books, sorry.
We don't talk about comic books nearly enough on this. So we.
It's true, because none of us read comic books except for you.
I know.
I kind of read them.
I like the Max. Speaking of what he was speaking about, the Max is one of my favorite of the Liquid Television cartoons.
I really like the Avatar.
But that wasn't a Liquid Television.
I never said it was.
Never mind.
I didn't say that, did I?
You're still stuck like on this.
I like reading manga.
What am I still stuck on?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
It doesn't matter.
What am I stuck on?
Done. No, it's.
We were talking about comics. I brought up a comic.
He was talking about.
I was talking about the Max and.
Oh.
Yes, from the so-called ad.
I.
No, like I said, it's not an ad. Yeah. It's a, you know.
I know. That's why I called it a so-called ad.
I can call it the source.
But we don't. We don't regularly buy comic books.
You don't.
Except for Bill.
I have a box.
That's what I'm
saying.
You can
get a box at Captain Bangles, too.
I mean, well, my brother, I was talking to him, and he says he has all the Spider-Mans except for like 80 of them. Like anything with Spider-Man in it.
Wow.
He's got like a whole set. He said he's got like 4 boxes of Spider-Man comics at home.
Huh. Depressive.
Yeah. He's and so when we were at the Comic-Con, he was like, I need about 5 hours to go through all the comics.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, cool. So I hung out with Alex for like half the day. And he went over and like went through the stacks. And he spent, I don't know how much he spent, but he bought like a decent sized stack of comic books and stuff. So, but he knows exactly what he wants and whatnot. So it was pretty cool. Like, I don't know. I still have the same kind of attitude. Like, I can appreciate why you would charge as much as you would for a comic book, because it's not like the art's easy to produce. But I don't appreciate the art enough to want to spend the money for the amount of time that I end up reading a comic book.
So you're probably not going to get the Batman Max?
No, Batman. That's
Batman and the Max.
Are they fighting? Because I think the Max would win.
No, Batman always wins. Don't you
what
know
is the Max?
That guy right there, the big purple guy that Batman's riding on.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
So the Max was I'm sure it was based on a comic book or something. I don't know.
Yes.
But it was a cartoon, a short series on Liquid Television, which was MTV's version of Adult Swim before Adult Swim was a thing.
Maybe it's, even before Cartoon Network was a thing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So they showed cartoons that were geared towards more adults. They had Aeon Flux. Mm-hmm. They had The Max. They had Beavis and Butthead, I think, was originally aired on Liquid Television, I believe. I don't know that for sure, but I think that's the case.
I'm going to fact check you now.
And then there was another one where this guy had, I think his name was like Big Head Todd. I want to say Big Head Todd, but I think that's the name of a band. But he was a guy with a giant head. And then like a bunch of other stuff that I didn't much care for. And they had a lot of shorts and stuff like that. But it was...
You're right, the head.
The head, just the head, yeah. Looks like Daria was on Liquid Television as well.
I'm not sure if that list is...
I see what you're saying. It's the people also search for, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Liquid Television was pretty cool back in the early 90s, I believe. And they had a lot of groundbreaking... comics and or not comics but cartoons that were more for adults.
There's a Beavis and Butthead comic.
Yeah, there's
produced by Marvel
for everything.
Yeah, it's just surprising that it was produced by Marvel. Well, Marvel, maybe not.
It's owned by Disney. They own everything.
They didn't then. This was in like 94.
Oh.
I am curious. I was reading an article about
94-96
about the problem with Disney buying up all these intellectual properties. Is the way that they saw it was that there was going to be a less diversity of intellectual properties and movie studios.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be less diversity of thought in the movies
in general. It depends on how much of an iron fist they rule with.
Well, but also, I mean,
because different studios will still be working on them.
There's certain things that Disney probably wouldn't allow
it. Right. And I get that. But that's why I said it depends on how much of an iron fist they have hold over it.
Well,
but
that's where like the thought of like, is Deadpool done?
Yeah.
Because they don't really make, they have made very few R-rated movies.
I don't know. They had disagreements with the, what was it? The director of the Avengers?
No. Oh, Guardians?
You're talking Guardians of
the Galaxy.
Yeah, that got canned.
That was a total S show.
That went from they had control to everybody quit.
Yeah.
So,
well, no, everybody was let go.
No.
Well, that's what they said. The
articles
letter
I was reading.
Okay, they sent a letter. If they were, if you know, between them, I don't know.
Yeah, no, okay.
So,
I think I remember
the director. Actually, when he first started at Disney, like the tweets that in question had come up back then
and had already been
answered. Been discussed and they were like, okay, fine, whatever. And then nothing changed except for some guy was stirring the crap and successfully got people all riled up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided to let the director go. And a bunch of the actors were like, if he's not on board, I'm not on board.
Mm-hmm.
And now they may have like fired someone or let them go, but the long and short of it is they let this guy go, probably for other reasons, but are using this as an excuse.
As a scapegoat.
And then a bunch of other people just ditched it because they didn't want anything to do with it if it's not the same director.
Yeah.
So,
because he's good at his job. They really like the way he does things.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like the way what Disney was pulling with this.
Right.
But Disney has, you know, unlike where Comcast had a chance to get Fox, Comcast has purchased companies and just absolutely destroyed them.
Right.
Disney has bought Pixar.
Pixar.
Pixar's pretty much Pixar.
Yeah.
They have bought Marvel. Marvel's still pretty much Marvel. They bought Star Wars. Yeah. Star Wars still has its, like, they have bought these studios and went, okay, you have that building over there. Let us know if you need anything. We'll come check on you once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, that's today, but I think my main point though, like so everything under one umbrella, you got a couple problems. First off, if Disney starts losing money, right, they can only afford to have so much risk out there, right? Any movie that they put out is going to be risk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have too much risk out, too much money invested in movies, you're in trouble. And so now they're all under the Disney thing. So that means that there is a potential for less movies overall to be made of these types, of these genres, mm-hmm. Of these things that would have been made otherwise.
Not want to compete against themselves.
Right, that too, yeah. So you're going to see less diversity there. But the thing that I kind of didn't buy from it all was that if there is a market for another movie type, maybe we'll end up not with all these sequels, but with some new intellectual property, some new IP mm-hmm. coming out, right?
Yeah.
Some new comic books that aren't under the Marvel or DC banner
mm-hmm.
that could be made, or just original ideas that could come out that wouldn't have seen light of day otherwise because they couldn't compete with such a large playing field. And now the playing field is kind of dominated by one big guy. A lot of little guys come in
there's been a lot of little guys coming in. Like, you can get comics that aren't Marvel or DC.
Well, yeah. My point is graphic novels, that I don't think it's going to be a problem as much as people worry about. And it might actually be a good thing because we'll see less of these sequels for the sequel's sake.
Yeah.
And more like good storytelling. And
don't get me wrong. Some sequels are really good, but
it's a sequel for a sequel take is my problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm all for like the epic storytelling. Like, and I've said this since I started this podcast. I believe like one of the first times I was on the podcast, I was talking about the epic stories, and that's what I really love. Like the Harry Potter and the even the Star Wars have, they had a story to say. They had it from start to end. They were able to say it, and it was a good story. They were able to tell the story. So, and I think that is why people care about the comic books now, because people are paying more attention to these stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since like cartoons today are not like the cartoons when I was growing up, because they tended to just be, you know, monster of the week or threat of the week.
Yeah.
And now like there's a lot more just stories coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like good long stories.
Yeah, Voltron.
And even the ones that seem episodic end up in the long term, sometimes will end up with this is all related
and this is where it ends.
Yeah. So they still have a story to tell, like even if they're doing something
it's
like that.
It's more or less episodic, but there is a subplot.
Right, right.
So
and it's and things it relate.
Come up more.
Yeah, they do relate, but it's kind of episodic in a way, but kind of not.
You kind of wonder though if that's also just what do you call it when they like justify the thing they're doing now with the thing, and they're like, "Oh, this fits," so we'll just kind of pretend that it fits.
There's probably a lot of that.
Yeah, because I think they tend to make their stuff on the fly.
They do. That's what they've been.
But I mean, even South Park has toyed with the whole we're gonna tell a long story instead of.
Instead of just the episode,
like the presidential election of
they did the presidential election one. They also did one with the Cthulhu and the super. What do you remember what they called them, man? And the superhero group that they had, the super buddies or
Coon and Friends.
Coon and Friends, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, with like Cartman eventually siding with Cthulhu.
Oh, yeah,
and everything like that. So, and even more. Recently, they've kind of included.
Was the Stick of Truth kind of based off that?
Off of the Cthulhu?
No, Coon and Friends.
Well, no, because they had different. They were playing. It was like a
the
big
sequel.
On
I thought was
D&D. I haven't read. I haven't played the Fractured Butthole.
The Fractured Butthole.
That's what I said. The Fractured Butthole.
There's a space in between there, guys.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Fractured Butthole.
I think the butt does have two, though. Jeez, does it? I don't remember. I'm going to look it up.
All right. Well, while you do that.
I'm going to put South Park in front of it, though.
Sure.
Because I don't want that stuff.
Come on. Just,
okay. It only has one T.
Just Google Fractured Butthole and see what
only
safe
one
search
T.
off.
Yeah, no, safe search is on.
All right. So let's go back to Nintendo. Let's go this way.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go that route.
The online service?
Yes.
Ooh.
Nintendo launched an online service on the 18th of September.
So here is the thing that I want to know that was my only problem with any of this crap. Are they going to charge you to use the internet for things that don't go through their own services, like Netflix?
Only one company has ever done that.
And they don't do it anymore.
They stopped.
Yeah, but that's also why I'm not buying an X-Bone.
You're not buying an Xbox because there's no exclusives on it. And everything you can get on it basically on PS4.
No, you can get their Halo.
Or a PC.
Halo. Okay.
Okay, you can scream and yell Halo all day. It's still not good enough to have a console for it.
It's on PC.
Even though I did buy an Xbox just for it.
The only way that I'll have an X-Bone is if it's given to me or I win it. Which
one
basically
of us,
is...
Yeah, I'm not going to... I don't know. Just become Bill for a day. You'll get it.
I almost won it. I got second place in that. I tried to trade with Bill.
You're not missing much, in my opinion, but that's okay.
No. So they're charging for their online service.
Mm-hmm. Battle it out.
Are they going to add more stuff that you can play online so you can play like...
Also, are they going to have like native voice chat? Because right now you have to use your phone and it's kind of a weird thing. Like you chat on the mobile app.
Smartphone app?
They still have the smartphone app. Okay, well, that's dumb. Everybody thinks that's dumb, but, you know, whatever.
I don't
and
think
you can get
that Nintendo...
member-only deals.
I don't think that Nintendo cares that much what their U.S. customer, North America customers think.
Well, it's just kind of weird, because, like, in order to both hear the game audio and chat with people, you have to buy this weird adapter that connects the two together to your headphones. Hmm. It's weird.
Wait, does it use the headphone jack?
Yeah, so if you have an iPhone, you're screwed.
No, you're not. You have adapters for that.
Or
not if you want to charge it.
Or a new high-end.
Yeah, there's adapters for that.
Yeah, there's adapters. For, and also Androids as well, too.
So if you have $600, then you can afford
everything. No,
they're
not that much money. There's third-party ones that are only like $15.
$60.
Hey, at least with the Lightning ones, they're guaranteed to work. You get one for USB-C, it's not guaranteed to work with your phone.
I've never had a USB-C connector not work with my phone.
No, the ones that split where you can charge and listen at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I've only had one phone that doesn't have a headphone jack.
Oh, this one. Oh,
yeah. My Galaxy has it. Because I got that.
I'm actually surprised they haven't got rid of it because even Google got rid of it on their flagships.
I don't know. My LG actually still has.
I had the HTC Boost and that didn't have a headphone jack. Mm-hmm. Honestly, as much adapter. As I make a joke about it, I don't. Really used a headphone jack.
I know, that's why ever. I'm not worried about losing that.
I did. No. So I did on my trip. I got really into the S-Town podcast, which if you haven't listened to it, I highly suggest it. I've actually now listened to it 3 times, and I am on episode 2 of my 4th time through.
Wow.
I'm a little bit obsessed with it, but I'm not going to talk about it on this podcast. But so I actually bought some earbuds just so that I could listen to the podcast on my flight.
Nice.
Back from Seattle.
Well, that's actually really cheap.
So.
That's way cheaper than all the others.
$35 a year?
For that's for a family membership. You could have up to 8 people on it.
People, 8 people.
If
yeah, that is super
individual,
cheap.
It's only 20.
So $4 a month, 3 months for 8, 12 months for 20.
That's really cheap.
Yeah, that's actually a good deal. I wonder though, the prices will probably go up.
I don't know.
Depends how much they want to invest into it.
Yeah.
It seems interesting because, you know, if you can have like dynamic servers of some sort,
mm-hmm.
right? So the server space is out there. And if like someone goes to try to play, you know, Mario Kart, it'll be like, oh, we need another server mm-hmm. spun up for Mario Kart. And we're not using it anymore, so we're going to drop this server because we've got enough, and then it, you know, runs up another one for Splat or whatever, Splatoon, right? But it's all the same server space.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be that bad to like not charge anybody for it.
So what can they get out of it?
Online gameplay, NES, Nintendo Switch Online, Nintendo Switch Online app.
Wait, what?
So what is
save
NES
data
Nintendo
in
Switch
your
Online?
Cloud? And special offers.
No, I knew about the save data, but what's the NES, that thing?
The NES Nintendo Switch Online.
Oh, they're finally adding virtual console for
Super. So you get to play all those games for free? Because I might just buy a Switch.
Right?
So I mean, not for three, but for $4.
So it'd be kind of like PlayStation's system, where as long as you're...
you can't do that on PlayStation.
No. Where, with PlayStation, as long as you're paying, you get... X amount of titles.
Well, yeah, you get some free titles, but this looks like you can just play anything to your heart's content.
It does seem like that. That and also
they do have a set which number of sense. Launch titles. Launch.
Okay. There's okay.
Oh, okay.
So just as an FYI, all the titles that I'm seeing in there, except for maybe soccer and tennis, are the games on the NES Classic.
If you can find one, they're still somewhat hard to find, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know. I walked into a GameStop and it was sitting on the shelf and I'm maybe like, I'll wait, do that. Wait, what's that?
Maybe I'll do that. But oh, that one's not portable. The Switch is.
Yeah. No. I'm with you. I'm just saying. Yeah. But you might not be able to play it unless you have an internet. Oh, yeah. There's some that aren't on there. So Ninja Gaiden is part of the NES Classic, and it's not coming till December. Metroid is on the NES Classic. It's not coming till November.
NES Open.
Yeah, I don't think.
I mean, who's going to play that?
Well, they already have soccer and tennis. You need to have golf.
I'm going to play hockey. The crap out of it.
And baseball.
I wonder if the graphics
Super Mario Brothers
are updated. So the Dr. Mario,
they're probably smoothed out a little
was
bit.
So it's kind of hard to play on my.
Is it
like?
Is yeah. it like?
I remember it being good, and the Nintendo, like the Super Nintendo version that has Dr. Mario, Tetris, and mm-hmm. it's got like the combination, was a lot better. But the yeah,
I do kind of wonder that though, because they might use well that one.
That, like that looks updated.
That does, but not the one below it. But then you got to keep in mind that's all. That's also on the Switch screen. It may look right. differently on the actual big screen, but I kind of yeah. doubt it. I think they're doing a lot of anti-aliasing, probably make it look better.
Yeah.
The Switch has the power. The little board they used inside the Nintendo Classic did not have the power.
And now I need to go home and play Excite Bike.
So apparently, you can play as a hand-shaped cursor on your friend's screen as well. So you can clap. You're like, hey. So basically, it's like that you can do Twitch, but then you can clap and you can point at things.
Yeah, that's cool. Well,
I wonder if you can do the stuff like you could with the Mario games that have been coming out recently where you can like make a brick underneath them.
And completely mess them up.
Oh, yeah.
Or make a brick in front of them.
The brick in front of them is kind of annoying. The brick above them is above the one that kills you. The one above you gets you every time because you go to jump over a cliff and then boom, you hit the ceiling.
Yeah, you jump and then they put it down and then there's literally nothing you can do.
Well, you can die.
Well, you could also bubble, assuming there's enough people not dead yet.
Right. But so, fun story. I brought my 3DS with me on vacation with my brother, and he also had a DS. His was more advanced. It was probably a 3DS as well. I don't know, but he had purchased River City Ransom on his, and you can play it. Since he bought it, he made it available for download play, and we played River City Ransom together. And there's a trick on that usually when you die, you lose half of your money. Mm-hmm. For anybody who's played River City Ransom. But if you're still flashing and the other person leaves the screen, then you appear with full health on the new screen without having lost any of your money.
Wow.
So you can, a glitch or something.
Yeah, you can beat the game a lot faster because, like, I mean, we died a fair amount, but as long as you leave the screen, you don't lose your half your money. So him and I beat River City Ransom in about an hour, hour and a half.
Not bad.
Which, if you've ever played River City Ransom, you can be sitting there playing for all day and not do anything. But speaking of the
Nintendo
Classic, they've announced the PlayStation Classic.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering when they would do that. Now I'm just waiting for the Xbox Classic. Yeah.
And it's it's worded really weird, which makes me wonder if they're going to add some sort of feature where you can download stuff to it or something like that. Because it says with 20 preloaded games. Mm. And that preloaded makes me wonder if there's something else to it where you can like
maybe get other they'll games use the old like PSP like disc loaded like what did they call those discs? I know they were UMDs, but the
little mini disc.
Yeah, the mini disc, disc. Maybe they'll basically reuse.
Oh, that. Well, no, those are two different technologies.
I know, but they're basically the same. Like the concept's the same.
So
the format's different.
So they would sell little mini discs for this. I think that would be a bad move on PlayStation's.
I mean,
part
maybe
because I don't think people are going to buy those games again unless they're $5.
I loved the mini disc, like the concept of that. I loved it.
Well, the concept's cool, but what I'm saying is that
Plus, it's probably going to be internet connected, which I am surprised Nintendo didn't do with theirs.
So, but if they do that, then you can relive the experience, the original purchasing experience of having your laser die on your because the first gen always has a crappy laser. I don't know how many times I heard that. Like, I got the new PlayStation, I had to get it 4 times before I actually got one that worked.
I don't know. My friends had a PlayStation that had the actual parallel port still in the back. It still worked like in 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They quit making the parallel port ones after the first gen.
What are they going to do? Print?
No, the parallel port. It's basically they got rid of it because you could hack into the PlayStation really easily with it. Like you could basically, there was a thing you could put on the back that let you play like Game Boy games on it. Oh, like
the Game Shark type of thing?
Kind of like the Game Shark, but it would actually like you plugged it into the back, you plugged in a Game Boy Color cart, and it would let you play it. Stuff like that.
I think I remember something along those. I
think it was like a variant of the Super Boy or something.
Oh, and also there's no
analog stick.
Yep.
I am not happy about that.
Did the original PlayStation controller have an analog stick?
No, the first one that came out, no. But then after they did release some more, I think they started giving them
for the PlayStation 1.
Yes. The PlayStation 1 did have analog sticks.
Interesting. I was such
towards the end of its life.
I am not ashamed to admit that I was such a Nintendo fanboy that I wanted nothing to do with PlayStation and stopped playing Final Fantasy games because they weren't on Nintendo anymore.
So, you might enjoy this. If you want to, you can go back. There's going to be over 20. They've only announced a few so far.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yep.
So, yeah, well, the thing is if there is Katamari on there, I'll probably... Oh, never mind.
No, that's Jumping Flash.
No. The thing about Katamari is you need those analog sticks. Was it? It was on the PlayStation 1 or was it PlayStation 2?
It was PlayStation 2.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have to wait for PlayStation 2 Classic.
Yeah. But that's okay. I think
we actually do have one at home. Yeah. PlayStation 2, just the normal.
Yeah. Actually, she got like a thin one.
Oh.
Yeah.
It had a working laser edition. Because it's, yeah.
And it was
post 2000.
Yeah. It was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
What, yeah.
The PS3 one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one. That's like, yeah.
Yeah. So the laser's not going to go out soon.
Yeah.
But
they're just straight up using USB. They're not even hiding that.
No, that's why I was actually.
Are the memory card ports real?
I am.
Probably. Oh, plus a virtual. No. Okay.
Yeah. So it's all built in. It's the memory card.
But that
card
means
slots.
You can't use your memory cards from your original game.
No, but what's that cool about cool. this is, like, you have a memory card per game. It's not just one. Like, it said that right above that, like, right above that picture. Plus a virtual memory card to save your adventures as you switch between titles. I think, it doesn't say that.
Well, the NES Classic and the Super NES Classic both allow you to save the state that your game's in. So I'd be surprised if they didn't do something similar.
No, I don't know if they're going to do save states. I think they might, because most Nintendo games, you didn't put that on mute.
No, actually, it's the warning. We should really start wrapping it up.
But, yeah. No. I don't know if they're going to use save states because most PlayStation games had access to the memory card. You had some password-based ones, which they might do save states on. Yeah, but I honestly don't think they do save states.
I don't know. I like save states. I mean, it's not true to the game, but...
They're kind of nice.
I think they recognize that people, when they need to stop, they need to stop. So, kind of like us. We need to stop.